And welcome back in Game Day, SportsRadio.com. Boji Wood, joined by Mike Bernard from OTM Sports out in Vegas. Mike, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Coach. How are you doing?
Oh, it's super. It's it's nice, crisp football weather here in the Southeast.
Yeah, you got all your Christmas shopping done?
No, I'll just go ahead and say. I wanted to say yes, just to lie, but no. I haven't gotten a thing, and I don't even see any time. This is going to be an internet Christmas. This is what it's going to be. Everything's going to be bought online and shipped directly from Amazon or eBay or somewhere like that.
Sounds like a plan to me. This time of year is a little bit busy for us over here at OTM, so I don't have too much time to go out to Walmart or malls.
That's right. All right, let's take a look at the NFL Thursday night game. It's a game that really doesn't have any impact on the postseason at all. Denver and the Colts, the Denver coming in at 4-9. Indianapolis is 3-10. Broncos, they had lost 8 in a row until last Sunday, and they shut out the Jets 23-0. I mean, they're bipolar. When you know, they're really bad, but when they look good, they look really good. I mean, it's crazy. The Colts, they've lost 4 straight, and they played in the snowstorm in Buffalo in the Snow Bowl last week.
They did. That was horrific conditions, and technically it was blizzard conditions. High winds, looked like a foot of snow on the field, kicks, punts, and some passes were going sideways, and some would just fall out of the sky. At least the game wasn't meaningful as far as the playoffs are concerned.
No, but it was meaningful to Adam Vinatieri, and I don't know if you saw this or not, but you know those two field goals that he missed in horrific conditions pushed his average below 90%, and he's got a clause in his contract that if he kicks 90% or better, it's a $500,000 bonus. So playing in those conditions may end up costing Vinatieri $500,000. But the Colts, listen, they know what bad luck is because they've been without Andrew Luck all season, and they've struggled. But when you look at it, 5 of their losses were by one score, and these players, they love their coach.
Yeah, they haven't quit on Chuck Pagano, and the players are still giving the effort. They're still playing hard. Denver looked all but checked out before beating the Jets that last game out. First-year head coach Vance Joseph, he's played 3 quarterbacks. And, you know, by the way, one of those quarterbacks he played, Paxton Lynch, has an ankle injury. He's out for the year. So he's going to stick with Trevor Siemian, the kid out of Northwestern. But he's been trying everything he can to find something that'll work, anything that'll work.
Well, John Elway earlier in the season said these Broncos, that he thought they may be a little soft. You know, they're only scoring 18 points a game and allowing 24. The Colts are only scoring 16 games and allowing 26. Again, this is not the most attractive primetime matchup, but it's the only football game that's going to be played Thursday night.
Yeah, that's when you don't have a choice, I guess you watch it if you're a football fan. This game may have the worst TV ratings for a Thursday night game the entire season. As for some numbers on the game, the Broncos are around a field goal favorite. Colts are 12-2-1 against the number. Their last 15 Thursday night games. So they love Thursday night, but remember, most of those Thursday night games, the quarterback was either Andrew Luck or Peyton Manning. So back to the Broncos, they failed to cover 8 straight road games. Their win that you mentioned against the Jets, that was in Denver. This game is a definite pass for me as far as the point spread.